Blog Talk Radio.
Judaism and a call to Zionism, and we're soon hopefully going to have a very special guest on the show, and I'm just looking for, okay, I found it, and I would like to first ask everybody, pray for the Geula, pray for Mashiach, we need it, you need it, we all need it now. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, we all need the Geula Shalema. Take him in Miyad Mamish. And I'm asking everybody to please start praying for Mashiach to come now. Not tomorrow, not after Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, now. We need Mashiach now. Anyway, this is a call to Judaism and a call to Zionism. And we're going to have a special guest on the line soon. So let me get the commercials out of the way. This broadcast is being brought to you by Bagels and Cheese, located at 1304 Avenue M in Brooklyn, New York. They got bagels, pizza, cheese danishes, whatever it is, it's my favorite, and I'll be yours too. Bagels and Cheese, located at 1304 Avenue M in Brooklyn, New York. And also, don't forget, they're also on Uber Eats. So you just put Bagel and Cheese into Uber Eats app, and they should come up. Anyway, we're also being brought to you by NYCapitalRadioLive.com, by our own radio station at this point. And that's what it is. So, anyway, first of all, why should we make Aliyah? Why is Aliyah important at this point? Why is emigrating to Israel so important? That's what I'm really wondering. Why is emigrating to Israel so important now more than ever? With the corona epidemic and everything taking hold and everything, why is it so important to be in Israel? Well, I have the answer. Once you're in Israel, you're actually home. You're not going anywhere from Israel. That's the answer. That's why it's important to start making Aliyah, start really thinking where you're going to be, what your life is going to hold for you, how you're going to do things, and what you're going to do. And start preparing for your life to be in Israel. Anyway. Once you start preparing for that, trust me, you'll be a lot happier over there in Israel. And if you come prepared, you're less likely to make Yeridah, in other words, going back to exile, back to America, back to Canada, than, you know, staying there in Israel and in really, truly enjoying life, enjoying everything, and really, truly, you know, having something that's very, very special, being in Israel. And let me say something. Since the first time I have gone to Israel, you know, I always said Dov Hayken and Shani Hayken made me a Zionist, and I'm proud of it, actually. I'm actually proud of it. I'm proud to be a Zionist. I'm happy to be a Zionist. Anyway, we're about to call in our guest. And also, today's broadcast is also being brought to you by JM Telnet. You're looking for a plan for Israel? We have it. Visit us at www.jmtelnet.com. Now we'll actually call in our guest and our guest is actually waiting for us to call in. So just let me do it and take care of it.